You're listening to SBS News.
In a surprise announcement from its Switzerland headquarters, a global coal giant says it will cap production and dramatically shift its priorities. According to Glencore, it must deliver a strong investment case to shareholders and invest in assets that will be resilient to regulatory, physical, and operational risks related to climate change. The Australian Conservation Foundation's chief executive, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, is among the environment advocates to welcome the move.
This is a huge decision. Glencore is one of the globe's biggest coal companies, and they have decided to invest more into renewables into the future than they are in coal.
Only last year, Glencore completed one of the biggest ever purchases of mines. Resources Minister Senator Matt Canavan says this new announcement flies in the face of figures showing regional demand for coal is booming.
I call me cynical, but I think their announcement overnight appears to be much more to do with the self-interest of Glencore than the planetary interest of trying to save the climate.
But Greens leader Senator Richard Di Natale says it's a potent signal to the rest of the industry and to governments that coal production is on the way out.
The future's with renewable energy. We understand right around the world that this transition's happening. And if you haven't got a plan to phase out coal, you've got no plan to tackle climate change. 80% of the coal that we dig up in Australia is burned overseas. Unless we're going to deal with that, no party is serious about dealing with climate change.
Whichever party wins the next federal election, the Conservation Foundation's Kelly O'Shaughnessy says it will now need to start planning for an orderly shutdown of coal plants over the next decade, if Australia is to have any chance of meeting its Paris Climate Change Agreement emission reduction targets.
It's sort of do or die now for climate change. We have for many, many decades heard the scientists warning that we have to make this shift. Now they're saying that if we don't make the shift from coal to renewables in the next 10 years, we will not have a safe climate. We will irreparably damage our future, our planet, and humanity will be at risk. That's a big thing to say, but it's absolutely backed by the science. So we are running out of time.
But debate is raging about the sheer cost of slashing emissions, with Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor hitting out at a push for a 45% cut.
The modelling tells us that we're going to see wages for the average worker reduced by $9,000 a year. It tells us it'll be a $473 billion hit to the economy.
Rod Campbell, research director at the Australia Institute, has accused the coal lobby of scaremongering, given Australia was able to reduce its emissions under 2 years of a carbon tax and not affect the country's economic performance.
So while there are costs for some sectors and some individuals, overall, there's no doubt that Australian prosperity can continue while we move to a lower carbon future.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.